7:30 last night, we were alerted by a lorry fire, which has obviously caused a significant amount of damage to our carriageway, and it was a fairly protracted job with the recovery as well. So, yeah, we've had a big lorry fire, so more problems for the commuters in Northamptonshire, I'm afraid.
And the lorry carrying cheese, which my guess is would have not exactly put a stop to the fire. That would have encouraged it a bit more, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, part of the reason that we've had some delay in getting the road resurfaced is that as we were undertaking the recovery operation, the cheese reignited. So we had to get the fire crews back to continue to do some more damping down.
I bet it smelled nice as well, didn't it? I mean, burnt cheese is not the best smell in the world. So the delays we've had this morning, what's been happening?
So we've had delays of about 60 minutes going through, which I know is not what people want to hear. We've got the tarmac due for delivery imminently. Planers are on scene to allow us to actually plane the surface off and then get the road re-tarmac. And we're keeping everything crossed for no adverse weather and no problems, which will mean that the road should be open, we hope, around lunchtime.
Having said that, the last time we had a resurfacing, this was diesel spill rather than cheese. It took far, far longer and went on almost into the following morning. You don't think that'll happen this time?
Well, we've been really, based on what we learned from last time, which of course wasn't that long ago, we've tried to be really on the ball. So we've tried to get everything kind of in place so that we can run everything seamlessly. We're very clear about the amount of tarmac that needs to be done. So we've got about 100 metres in lane one and 50 metres in lane two. That, as you say, is because of diesel rather than burnt cheese. But we are, as I say, keeping everything crossed, which I know is not an exact science, that everything is going to be sorted for kind of lunchtime.
So let's just go into, if we can, what motorists are having to do today, because as I understand it, they're having to come off at junction 18 but then go back on at junction 18. Is that right?
It is, yeah. We are advising that if you possibly can find an alternative route, then please do so. But yeah, because the lorry fire is what we call between the slips, so basically you'll come off at junction 18 and you'll go straight back on again. So although it's taking some time to get through, actually if you are prepared to kind of stay on the M1, because that's where you definitely want to go, then once you've gone over junction 18, then actually the road is flowing freely.
Right, okay. But the tailbacks at the moment go back as far as what?
We've certainly got queues back to junction 20, which is Lutterworth, and on the M6 southbound, queues are back to just after junction 1, because people are coming off and using the 428.
OK, and your forecast is it will reopen sometime mid-afternoon with a bit of luck?
Very much hoping that that will be the case. As I say, yes, all things going our way, then it should be lunchtime-ish.